So we've got a number of warnings and advisories in effect this morning. What can we be expecting today?
Well, there's lake snows across the southern tier right now. They're not very well organized, and they're only putting down snowfall at a rate probably a half to 1 inch. But during the course of the day, those snows are going to push north. They're going to get into the Buffalo metro area late afternoon and during the evening. Snowfall rates should increase to 1 to 2 inches an hour, and that's going to pose a problem for the evening commute.
Now, we already had some snow yesterday. How much accumulation did we get, and how much more is expected?
Snowfall in the Buffalo metro area was negligible. Snowfall down along the Chautauqua Ridge and across parts of the southern tier averaged 6 to 12 inches. Now, snowfall over that same area, probably another 6 inches today for the Buffalo metro from downtown to the south towns, you're looking at probably 2 to 4, 3 to 5 late today and this evening, and gradually higher amounts south of that. But as I was mentioning earlier, it's not the snowfall amounts that are going to be the problem. It's the snowfall rate that you want to pay attention to, because if you're out driving and you're expected to get 3-4 inches of snow in several hours, it's the rate of snow that falls that causes the problems with commuting. So don't get hung up on snowfall numbers unless you're looking at, you know, over a period of 12, 24, 36 hours. Commuters, they want to know how much snow is going to fall per hour.
So for this afternoon's commute and tomorrow morning's commute, what's on tap for us, would you say?
For this evening, again, it's going to be a problem unless you're on the north side of Buffalo. I would expect for downtown, southwards, like into Lancaster, West Seneca, Hamburg, those areas, is going to be a problem for the evening commute. By tomorrow morning, I don't think it would be an issue.
Now, we do have an issue with the winds as well, and that's going to make those cold temperatures even colder, correct?
That's going to be an issue this morning. You're going to have wind chills, you know, 0 to 5 below. But during the course of the midday and afternoon, the winds are going to come down considerably, and that's not going to be as big a deal at that time.
So that'll be some good news in the forecast. We've been waiting for winter, and here it is.
Exactly. It's supposed to be cold this time of year, and we've got it.
And it's going to last through the weekend, it seems like.
It's going to last right through the weekend into at least Monday, and then we'll get a 3-4 day warm-up, temperatures getting into the 40s at that time.